This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
301-230-0980 is the number. Right here on the Burgundy and Gold today, Youngest and Charles and L. Willingham, alongside super producer Anthony Handy, taking you up to 7 o'clock. We were taking some calls on the defense. Do you think that Washington's performance yesterday defensively, is that something that we can expect moving forward, or was it just a byproduct of playing a wounded Chargers team? Quentin wants to chime in. What's up, Quentin?
Hey, how you doing? Can you hear me?
I'm good, man. How you doing? Appreciate you.
Man, life's amazing. This is my first time ever calling in on a radio show. And one of the things I want to say to you guys, man, our fan base, man, I've been doing this since I was born. We go up and down based on our wins and our losses. And we never really take a look at the team in an equal or balanced way. And the reason why I say that, right, we know that we've been dealing with injuries throughout the course of the season. And we assess ourselves as if we're playing with a full, strong team. Before the Chargers lost to the Giants, they were considered one of the best teams in the league, where they had a forerunner quarterback in Justin Herbert as the MVP of the league. But now we're questioning, did we play a good team based on them having injuries? No one gives the Commanders any excuses when we lost to an Atlanta Falcons team without our starting quarterback nor our number one receiver, but we give a lot of credence to other teams when they go down with injuries. I'm just saying, man, yesterday's victory was a testament not only to what I believe the media and the fans were saying, the message got through to Joe Witt where, hey, we need pass rush. We need a little bit more when the front four isn't getting there. A caller said something else before I jumped on the line. Mm-hmm. De'Ron Payne been balling, bro. I gotta disagree with you on that. And I think
No. He's been balling to your point, but in the two losses that Washington has had, De'Ron Payne's been hot garbage. Both can be true.
I can't go with that. Like even in the Atlanta Falcons great game, right? He was probably the only defensive lineman that flashed or did something on the game, right? Outside of that, I'm with you. We struggled mightily against Green Bay and as well as Atlanta, but I think he played a decent game. in both of those games. I don't want to take up all the time.
Now, go ahead, man. I appreciate you as always, brother. 301-230-0980. I will agree to disagree on the De'Ron Payne thing. We can go back and watch it together. When they've lost, he's not been good, point blank. As a pass rusher, as a run defender, against Atlanta, I mean, the amount of missed tackles that De'Ron Payne had was my problem. The amount of times he was double-teamed and thrown out of the club was my problem. The lack of impact as a pass rusher was my problem. I want to get to showing some love to a couple of guys, man. I think yesterday evening, was the first time that I felt super comfortable, super confident in the 2024 draft class. Yesterday was the best game that the 2024 draft class has had as a whole since they've been here, right? Want to start with Jazon Newton, Washington's second highest graded defender yesterday. Had four tackles, had a sack, had three hurries, and then the deflection that he had on the goal line that led to the Mikey Samristo interception, that is a game-changing play. That is the first time in Jazon Newton's career that he has made a game-changing play. He deserves a ton of credit for it. He deserves a ton of credit for it, right? Jordan McGee yesterday played just 12 snaps, but was super-duper impactful in those 12 snaps. He had the TFL on the goal line. He ended up not getting the sack. I forgot who ended up making the play, but Jordan McGee shot out of a cannon on a blitz as a backer, getting Herbert to step up and move off of the spot, and then boom, he walks into the lap of someone else. Luke McCaffrey, the 50-yard reception that he had yesterday, was huge and really helped kickstart this Washington Commanders offense. The way he has been used as a return guy has been awesome. He's been super impactful in that space of the game. As a run blocker, he's been impactful. As a gunner on punt, as a blocker on punt return, as a guy on kickoff. I mean, Luke McCaffrey, and you can say I'm waffling, you can say I'm flip-flopping, I'm updating the file based off of new information. I would be a damn fool to watch someone just continue to perform and make play after play after play just to say, I got to see more to preserve the life of a take. I'm not that host. I'm going to tell it how a T.I. is. That's what I do. Luke McCaffrey's balling right now. Anybody that's got a problem with me saying it, kiss my ass. He's balling right now. Argue with somebody you love, not me. And the thing that is most impressive about Luke McCaffrey to me is what I just alluded to. He's doing it on offense, and he's doing it on special teams. He had one catch yesterday, but it feels like he had 10. When you think about the different times throughout the broadcast where you're like, there's Luke again. Whether it's him covering a punt, whether it's him covering a kick, whether it's him making a key block on a run play. Luke McCaffrey's starting to figure this thing out. I don't know how good of a wide receiver he's going to ultimately turn out into, right? I don't know what type of wide receiver he's going to ultimately be in this league. But I will say this. When Noah Brown comes back, if Noah Brown comes back, he should not eat into Luke McCaffrey's snaps. And Dan Quinn spoke about it earlier today, about the lack of offensive snaps for Jalen Lane and Luke McCaffrey. I'm done with Chris Moore. I've seen enough. Luke McCaffrey has earned the right to be this team's wide receiver 3 moving forward. Over Jalen Lane, over Noah Brown, his impact on the game. And it's not just about the touchdowns and the big plays. It's the ancillary pieces of playing the wide receiver spot that I'm liking with him right now. The blocking, so on and so forth. The effort. He is a commander. He's a guy that's going to give you everything he has. He may not be the biggest. He may not be the fastest. He may not be the strongest. But you know you're going to get Luke McCaffrey's best effort week in and week out. Talking about this 2024 draft class, a group that really balled out yesterday. Luke McCaffrey, to me, very much right at the top of that list. Here's Dan Quinn earlier today on the growth of Commander's second-year wideout, Luke McCaffrey.
Well, I'd say some of it's a little bit different of how we feature them. Their roles on special teams as well, you know, make an impact. Both of them are our starting returners. So we won't use them on every snap, Ben, but we're going to certainly try to feature them as best we can. But yeah, I wouldn't look into it too far of, you know, think of it in totality, you know, like the whole game of how we feature the guys. And that's how we'll go about it. But we're certainly pleased with their development and how they're playing. So I thought the 3rd and 16 catch for Jalen and the, you know, the long pass that went to Luke was a big one. But there was a number of plays for both of them that also showed up, maybe not on the stat sheet, the block by Luke and some other ones, you know, in terms of how we would go attack. You feel Jalen's speed, whether he's at slot, whether he's returning. So, you know, we're going to continue to try to put them in their spaces where they can do their thing.
That is Dan Quinn talking about Luke McCaffrey, a guy that needs to be on the field more. Luke McCaffrey needs to play more. I don't know what the snap count was yesterday offensively, and I was just looking at the defensive grades. We were talking grades a moment ago. Luke McCaffrey yesterday graded out as a 78.8. It was Washington's third highest guy. He played 23 offensive snaps. Got to be more. Got to be more. I need to see more of Luke McCaffrey. And I think for a couple of different reasons. One, I am all for rewarding a guy with more opportunity when his number is called. And that's what's happening right now with Luke McCaffrey. His ability to get vertical yesterday was awesome. That was a really good throw from Jaden. Better catch to me from Luke McCaffrey. That's a tough, tough, tough ball to track, especially when you consider how high it was, especially when you consider the portion of the field that it was in. And then you're playing in a translucent stadium where the sunshine is beaming in. That's a hell of a catch by Luke McCaffrey. I need to see more of him. He embodies what it means right now to be a Washington Commander. Just a badass. Doing it in all phases of the game. Offense, special teams. This should tell you all how important he is to the football team. He's on every special teams unit outside of field goal. He's on punt. He's on punt return. He's on kickoff return. He's on kickoff. Luke McCaffrey's a go-getter. I don't know, and I'm going to continue to harp on this. I don't know how good of a wide receiver he's going to ultimately turn into. But I do know this. He's a football player, and he belongs in the National Football League, point blank. And I'll even take it a step further. Like, he got 23 snaps offensively yesterday. He should be getting as many snaps. Deebo Samuel played 46 total snaps yesterday offensively. That's what it's saying. Luke McCaffrey, if Debo's getting 46, Luke should be getting 36. Shouldn't be some major drop-off right now, especially with Terry out and with Noah out. He is clearly your second-best wide receiver right now. Use him. Straight up, gotta use him.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
301-230-0980 is the number. This should be good. Athen in Annapolis wants to chime in. My good friend, how are you?
Yeah, hey, you said that sarcastically, but I know you love me deep down.
I was not saying it sarcastically. That's crazy. What's up, pal?
Hey, Hey, listen, you don't ever apologize for who your opponent is. That they had their best receiving core out there. We were missing all of our receiving core. I know they were missing their offensive line, and our defensive line probably looked better than they really should have been. But at the end of the day, it's next man up mentality. You hear it all the time from Doc. And this was the chance for the McGees and some of the other guys to go out there and show what they have, because you know, defense couldn't get much worse than it was against Atlanta. Now, do I think they have a lot of improvements to make still? Yeah, there was still a lot of wide open, well, I wouldn't say wide open, but you know, the defenders were there, but still a lot of plays they were making on us. But at the end of the day, they bent, but they didn't break, and I'll take it, because you still went on the road, even though it was a home game for us with all the Redskins fans out there, and your girl Juju was doing handshakes like with her boy after the game, but still, it was awesome. Found a way to win.
Well, look, they found a way to win. I think they showed what they showed yesterday should be a formula and a recipe that they should be able to repeat week in and week out, because it's just about whipping ass up front, point blank. Appreciate you as always.
I got one question for you before you go. Do you have different handshakes for all the women from Howard, your Howard honeys?
Athens, say goodbye. 301-230-0980 is the number. Let's get Jonesy in before we reach the final hour of power. Jonesy, what's up, man? How you doing?
What's going on, nephew? Check this out, man. I don't know what Luke McCaffrey is, but I do know one thing. He is dependable. Whenever, like you just said, whenever you put him on the field, whether it's a punt returner or a receiver, the dude does nothing but come through. So I'm saying? And he got hands crazy like that glue because he don't drop too many. As for the other guy that you mentioned earlier, Moore, who should have had a touchdown inside the end zone, pissed me off, but it's all good because we still won the game. But as far as the defense, because I'm flipping over,
yeah,
what we have to do on that defense is, like you said, they got to bring it that consistently week in and week out. And this one is going to be special because it's Monday night coming up on with the Bears. We're going to need the defense to get after this dude, Caleb Williams. You know what I'm saying? Because he's coming off cocky along with his coach. He's a reflection of that coach, if you ask me, Mr. Ben Johnson, who trained, I couldn't go work for those basketball guys. Well, this football side of these guys is coming up in there to put, like you just say, belt the ass and take this game. You know what I'm saying? That's what we want. And my thing is, we come out with that W, the defense get better and better. I'm with you also on Payne. He showed up 50% of the time, but not the whole 100.
Spot on.
Get better, just like our boy Southeast Sean. He just that in the Hot Wheel track. I love it, man. We'll get that W. We'll get that W, man. And keep doing what you're doing, boy, because you're the best thing going right now.
Appreciate you as always, Jonesy. 301-230-0980 is the number. Right here on the Burgundy and Gold today, recapping Washington's big-time win over the L.A. Chargers. Sports Talk on the Team 980 is presented by Paramount+. Plus, you can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+. Plus. Watch your local NFL game live each and every Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Line them on the phones at 301-230-0980. 6 o'clock, final hour of power coming right at you. Monday Night Football gets underway in about 2 hours to wrap up week number 5. When we come back, let's give out some game balls. Your top performers from yesterday's Commanders' victory over the Chargers. That's next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.